Thank you, everybody, for taking the time out to listen to me once again. This is Real Talk with Tim, and I'm back with another episode. Shout out to everybody who's been showing me love on my podcast. I really appreciate that. Now, if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, please make sure you go look me up on all four platforms to keep up with the content. Also, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Tim and Twitter at RTWT Podcast to keep up with the content as well. Now, today, guys, we're going to talk a little bit about healing from the past. Now, y'all already know how I do it when I bring guests on my platform. I allow them to introduce themselves and tell y'all a little bit about themselves and their podcast. So without further ado, I would like my guest to go ahead and introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. This is Amanda, and I am the host of podcast Dating Will Be the Death of Me, which you can find on all your major podcast networks or platforms. And basically, my podcast is all about, well, it started off as just me telling my horrible dating stories, and it's kind of evolved from there. Thank you very much for having me on.
No, thank you for coming on. Now, guys, the reason why I want to talk about healing from the past is because a lot of us believe that we are over the past or over the pain, over whatever we go through, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes we display certain characteristics or certain body language, or we may say certain things that may seem like that we're not actually over it. Now, the first thing that I want to ask you, do you believe that one person's pain hurts more than the other, or do you believe that pain is pain?
That's a good question. I think it's all relative. I think you can't tell someone that their pain isn't as painful as your pain because you don't know what they're feeling. I think sometimes it can be hard if you are experiencing loss or you're experiencing something and maybe someone is telling you about their pain or their situation, and it, in your head you might think like it doesn't matter as much as your pain does, but that's because it's you and it affects your life. So I think objectively there are different levels. Yeah, I think there's different situations that are just inherently more painful than others.
And then when it comes to relationships, tell everybody about the title of your last episode.
Yes, my last episode was called Cheaters Never Prosper.
And when I heard that episode, you know, you told a story on that episode about one of your exes. If you would like, you can go as deep as you want to go. You know what I'm saying? You can get into that and tell everybody about this painful experience that you had to go through.
Wouldn't use the word painful for this experience. I'd already been through a painful experience with this same guy. He broke up with me, or he wanted to take a break right after my aunt had passed. And for me, I was like, well, we're not taking a break. We're just breaking up because you're not there for me. And clearly you can't be or don't want to be or whatever. So fast forward to recently, I totally broke all my rules and, you know, ended up reconnecting with my ex. And we had been talking, hooking up, whatever. And then come to find out, he has like a whole girlfriend. And I'm like the side chick. And he tried to be really sneaky about it. And honestly, I think he could have pulled the wool over someone else's eyes. I hate ever feeling like I could be looking like a fool. So I'm like always, if something's in my head, I need to like explore. So he unadded me on Snapchat, and when he re-added me, I like asked him about it, and he said he didn't know what had happened, but in the meantime he had gone to Jamaica. So I was like, oh, that's weird, but like I don't know.
Went on a whole vacation.
Yeah.
So when you first found out that he had a whole relationship, what's the first thing that went through your mind?
I was like, this motherfucker, like, I swear, I didn't ask. Okay. No, I was just so mad that he thought he could be sneaky and try to like fool me. But after that, I was just like, okay, now I want to try to find out the whole extent of it. So I reached out to one of his friends that I had matched with unknowing. I didn't know that they were friends.
We went out. When you say match with like
on a date site? Yeah. So I matched with one of his friends. We were out on a date one time and his friend was like, we were just talking, getting to know each other. And he's like, oh, I went to this high school. I played football. And I was like, oh, wait, how old are you? And he was the same age as my ex. Yeah. And I was like, you might know my ex-boyfriend. I said the name and he's like, oh, that's my really good friend. And I was like, so then my alarm bells went off. I was like, really, how close of friends are you if you didn't know that I is this kid? I'm not, like, I'm his ex. How did you not know about me? So, I don't know. I guess that should have been a huge red flag. Because I dated this guy for, like, 6 months. And for you to be really good friends with him, you would think you'd know about his girlfriend.
So, let me ask you this question. So, when you found out he was in a relationship.
Yeah.
Before the discovery that you were deleted off Snapchat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you find out he was in a relationship, you didn't want to end it, or you just wanted to find out some answers and stuff.
So no, I did. I mean, this all happened within like 15 minutes he had re-added me.
What?
Yeah, I work quickly. Like, if I want to find something out, I do. So I Snapchatted him and asked him, like, hey, can I ask you a question? Like, do you have a girlfriend? And his response was enough to make me think, like, no, you do have a girlfriend. You got caught. So then he deleted me. I reached out to his friend just to ask, like, hey, do you know if he happens to have a girlfriend? At that point, I'd already seen the pictures, so I knew. But yeah, at that point, I was like, I'm done with you. I don't want anything to do with you. Good luck. That poor girl. I feel bad for her, but I'm not getting
involved. This was your second time dealing with him?
Yeah, this is the second time. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But y'all didn't have to deal with that the first time, right? Like, y'all probably ended in a whole different way or what?
Yeah, so we broke up when my aunt passed. He said he had to deal with his own things.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. So how long did it take you to get through that whole process?
The initial time we broke up?
No, this second time. This time, it was easy?
Yeah, it was so easy. I was just like, I texted my friends, I was like, this guy sucks. And they're like, yeah, we know that. And then Yeah, so I'm over it. It's just a good story I had to tell.
Man, most of my painful experiences came from when I was much younger, though. See, like, I'm 35 now, so, like, most of my painful experiences, man, they came from when I was, like, shit, 19, 20s, like, early 20s and stuff like that. Because I guess because now I don't really place myself in those situations that I know not gonna end well or something. But anyway, like one experience that I can talk about, I was 19. Well, I was talking to a girl that I was with for 3 years. We was together. I was 19 and we ended when I was like 22 or something like that. See, we kept breaking up and getting back together. So it's so many things I can talk about. But one in particular, I guess, and how it ended. She ended up talking to somebody the same age as her.
How old was she?
She was 3 years younger than me. So when I was 19, she was like 16 or something like that. But at 22, she was 18 or something. Oh, something like that.
Yeah.
She had just graduated. But what happened was she ended up talking to somebody her that went to her school, same age as her. They went to prom together. Dude went to Ohio or something like that. And she basically went out there with him, you know, on some weekends and stuff like that. But doing it, she used to tell me she was somewhere else. But she was
really
out.
You guys were still dating while she was doing this?
Yeah.
She went to prom while you guys were still dating?
Yeah, I mean, she went to, I thought I was too old to go to her prom, so she went to prom. I thought she went by herself. That's what the assumption was. I thought she went by herself. I don't know. It's so long ago. Hey, look, it's so long ago. I don't know if that was really the truth or if she told me that. I don't know. But, yeah, so she went to prom with the dude. And then after school, you know, she used to go out of state to see him on some weekends and stuff. But she used to turn her phone off for those whole weekends. And she used to tell me she was other places, but she really out there. And then I ended up talking to dude on Facebook, and we was talking about everything. And then I think me and her had still end up, you know, having sex and stuff like that. And she used to tell me she wasn't really talking to him, but I don't know. It was a mess.
Wait, you connected with the guy on Facebook?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I found out his name some kind of way. Then I searched him up. You know, people be doing that. Searching people up and all that. So yeah, I found out his name. I searched him up, and I said, "Man, look, what's up with you and such and such?" And he told me, and I said, "Well, you know, we just did something on this day, right?" And then that broke them up.
Oh my God! So instead of you being like, "Wow, this girl's playing me."
That was the first initial conversation. I said, "Man, okay. she playing both of us."
Yeah.
And he didn't believe me, so I told him. I said, "Man, we just did something on this day or whatever."
Yeah.
So that's how that happened. But you know, long story short, but like that experience though, because at the time that was my longest relationship. So that experience, it was terrible. It took me a while to get over it. But one thing I will say about the healing process and getting over that, I'm not even gonna lie, and most dudes do this when they getting over somebody. They just start sleeping around with people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, or just whether you're sleeping around with them or just talking to a bunch of girls or whatever. This is what men do.
Does that work?
It worked. It worked. Well, for me, it was
like hide your feelings for a while.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. So, okay.
I wouldn't say that it should be the number one thing everybody should do, though. You know what I'm saying? Because that was just what I was doing. I was just like, man, it started with me going out and stuff. So I said, man, let me go out, get my mind off of her, and just start talking to people. And that's what I was doing. But of course, that was leading up to sex and all that stuff. So that's just how I was dealing with it. And then eventually I started meeting, different girls and stuff like that. So each new girl I meet, conversations brew. And depending on how the conversations be, that determines how me and that girl gonna be. So, I mean, my man and her broke up at like, I was like 22 going on 23. I had my first child at 23.
Okay.
So apparently that was meant to happen. Shit, you know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? So that healing process, it did take me a long time to get over her though. Long time.
How long do you think it took?
It took me a long time, but that wasn't even the longest. She's not the only girl that I dealt with that it took me a long time to get over. Actually, a girl after her, it took me an even longer time to get over. I was single for like 2 years mm-hmm. at one point.
And were you dealing with it the same way?
Yeah.
Okay. So you learned, you grew, you learned.
Yeah, I would. But you know what? I mean, man, that's just... And I'm not even saying just sex though. It don't have to be sex though. It just me talking to a bunch of people distracts me from whatever the pain is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard guys doing that?
It's not just guys. It's girls. There's the expression like the best way to get over someone is to get under someone else.
Oh yeah. Well,
it's not just guys.
There you go.
You guys aren't special.
Hey, look, there you go. So let me ask you this. Was you ever did you ever do that? Like, I don't know, minus the sex or whatever. Have you ever talked to a bunch of guys or date a bunch of guys just to get over whoever?
It's more in the sense of like, oh my God, that guy sucks so much. Like, there's gotta be someone good out there. So let me like talk to as many people as I can to maybe find the one that doesn't suck as much as the one that I broke up with. Doesn't usually work though, because I feel like I don't know, this has been like a recent problem. I just get so annoyed with everyone because like everyone is either untruthful about what they actually want, super over the top, flaky, or just like, yeah, too much.
So over the top, what you mean?
Like, there's a lot of people, so I'm on the apps and stuff, and there's so many people who like don't want to just take the time to actually talk. It's like, oh, let's meet up. You seem super cool. Like, what are you looking for? I'm looking for a relationship, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, you okay, cool. We have to get to know each other first and see if we actually vibe. Or like just send dick pics or be super sexual.
Unsolicited, huh?
Unsolicited. I've never asked for one, so I've gotten a lot.
I think, man, when I was younger, I did that. Sent unsolicited pictures.
Uh-oh.
When I was younger. So you do that when you were younger, though.
You're like, when I was 34.
I mean, like, with me, like, even now to this day, I mean, when it comes to that, I ain't sending nothing unless somebody asks or, you know, I mean, that's even still,
spread,
like...
Spread that around. Spread that message.
Yeah, like, I mean, but even still, I probably wouldn't even, like, send it like that. Now, if you somebody I'm used to sending it to and I'm used to you sending me stuff, if we have something like that going on between each other, that's something different. But if you... Yeah. That if you somebody new, then but one thing I want to ask you though, what do you think your past, you know, you talking about meeting these guys that's doing too much and all that, what do you think all of that in the past has taught you about these guys? Do it make you ask more questions? Do it make you ask better questions? Like, what has it taught you?
Yeah, I think asking better questions and not sitting around for like people's bullshit. Like, I've literally gotten up on dates and left because people have said crazy things or like really rude, disrespectful things. I'm like, that's not okay. I'm good. And just left. Like, I don't know. Not that I'm not old, but I'm also like, I don't have a lot of free time. So I'm not going to waste time with someone that I'm not enjoying my time with.
I would definitely say, my past has definitely taught me on not to like really, because see, when I was younger, I was a different type of dude, man. I used to put all of my feelings out there right away.
Mm-hmm.
I was terrible. But see, now I used to be real guarded. Like, after all these girls I dealt with, I used to be real guarded. But now I'm not as guarded as I used to be. But I think my tolerance level is low for certain things. Like, I don't do girls that got a bunch of male friends or male friends that feel like they gotta always be around and stuff like that. Like, if you got male friends, you got them. But if they just always around and in the way, then I can't do that. I mean, that's fine. I don't care. I don't mind. You know, that's your thing. But it ain't gonna be your thing with me, though. Because it ain't never end well. I had a girl that I was with. She had a lot of male friends, and they used to call her all hours of the night and all type of stuff. Ask her, can she order them a Lyft or Uber or something? Like, all this crazy stuff, man. I don't got time for none of that stuff. Now, I do know a lot of females, but I'm at the age now where, and trust me when I tell you, I was never like this before. I'm at the age now where if I'm dealing with somebody, I'm not going to necessarily cut all my female friends off, but I will stop doing a lot of stuff that I was doing when I was single. I will say that.
Were you, like, so you said you wouldn't stop things before. Like, were you doing inappropriate things with your friends?
Oh, yeah. I was.
Okay.
And I was.
Like what?
Like, I was just, man, I was entertaining all the BS, man. I was trying to link up with people. I was talking. I was just sending unsolicited pictures to people. All that. I was doing the whole nine.
While you were with someone?
Yeah. I wasn't a good... I was not a good boyfriend in the past. I'm telling you.
Okay, so you've changed?
Oh, I've changed. I've definitely changed. Mm-hmm. You know why I've changed? Because the more and more I got older and I was hurting people, I was like, all right, this is clearly my fault every time. So I said, let me actually stop. let me actually stop doing stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then let me try to stop doing stuff and go see how things would actually last if I stopped.
And did you find that it actually went a little bit better?
Yeah, it did.
That's crazy. Who would have thought?
Yeah, who would have thought? This is all it takes.
Yeah, wow.
So look, let me ask you this. So like, what better questions are you asking with the to these guys? That's what questions, what do you feel like you need to ask right now to these guys to avoid what you trying to avoid, if that makes sense?
Well, yeah, so I don't do the whole like what do you like to do question, because like that's gonna be something we talk about in person.
That's so corny, but go ahead.
I hate that question. Like when people ask me that now, I just say you can read my profile. Like I don't answer it.
I hate what's that question I hate? Like on the dating apps and stuff, they be like, what are you looking for?
I do that.
I mean, what? I don't mind. How do you telling you that? I hate it because like I hate generic questions, man. I just hate questions like I hate the same question that comes too often. Like, okay, for example, I'll give you an example. When they say, how many kids do you have? 3. Okay, how old are they? Right now, 11. I'm going to just say the ages that they're going to be this year. 11, 10, 9. Boom. Well, then what? Oh, are they all by the same mom? No.
People ask me that right up.
They ask, like, if somebody asks me how many kids I have, if I say three, oh, how old are they? Tell them the age. Do they have the same mom? Boom. That question automatically comes. I mean, I don't mind because, you know, if we about to talk, you want to know. But when it comes to that question that I'm talking about, what are you like? What are you here for? Oh, that's so generic. Now I gotta. The reason why I hate it.
You did the whole corny voice too.
The reason why I hate it is because it's like, all right, if you're talking to 3 people in your inbox at the same time on those type of apps, you know how many times you're gonna have to type the same thing, copy and paste, whatever.
Copy and paste. See, I asked that with someone that I'm actually like having a conversation, like it's going somewhere. I ask because I'm not gonna go. I've asked and people have been like, oh, I'm just here for like a casual thing. Or I actually don't even live in this state. I'm just here for the weekend. Cause then I'm like, okay, bye. Cause that's not what I'm looking for. So I don't ask everyone because a lot of people have it in their profile. I have it in my profile. So again, I get annoyed when someone asks me because I'm like, just look at my profile.
Man, you know people not looking at them profiles. Hey, you already know that. Cause I think with some of those apps, you gotta click on them. You gotta actually click through. Like, I think I ain't even gonna lie. I can say this. I've done this. Look at the pictures, see where you stay at. Boom, I'm coming in your inbox now. Because look at it like this. If you put everything in your bio, what our conversation gonna be like when I come in there? I like the conversation to be like this, right? I come in there, boom, I'm typing, you know, because certain questions can lead up to great conversations, though. Mm-hmm. Like if you got your name, your age, where you from, what you looking for, how many kids you got, what your career is, you got all of that in your bio. What's going to be the question I'm going to ask you when I come in your inbox?
Do you watch sports?
the opening introduction type of question when I'm coming in your inbox.
Well, I just usually say, hey, what's up?
Yeah. And then it's like, I mean, I can make a conversation out of anything, but I'm just like, my introduction and opening to people is, oh, hey, you know. No, how you doing? You know, which, I ain't gonna ask you what your name is because it's right there. I'm like, where you from? Or, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. And she tell me where she from. And I say, oh, okay. How you know, roll it off. But shit, if everything right there, then.
Oh my God. So if she puts where she is, then that ruins the whole conversation?
It don't ruin the whole conversation, but it's like.
Oh, then you have to
sometimes you're gonna get people that come in there like you just said, hey, do you like sports? Like, I don't know. I guess if you coming into the, if you got everything in your bio, I guess I could come in there and say, hey, how you doing? I saw that you was a nurse. How do you like that? How long you been doing that? Like, I don't know. It just
seems a perfectly fine question.
Yeah. But, you know, most people don't even make bios to like that anyway. Well,
and I don't like people like that on the apps. I hate when you can tell. I don't know. I need you to come into
the inbox and ask me some questions if you want to know something. You know what I used to put in my bio? I used to put, if you have any questions, send me a message.
Well, clearly people have questions. They don't know you.
Send me a message.
My bio, it's like everything.
You a teacher. You like to be real in order.
What am I afraid of? Birds. That's a conversation starter. I have a new jump shot. I was on my college's judo team. Don't mess with me.
Yeah.
We can wake up on Sunday, pop a bottle of champagne, and watch Red Zone all day. You know I like football. So many
like,
things.
Who you like? Let's get this out of the way right now.
Oh, I'm from Boston, so I like the Patriots.
Okay.
Who do you like?
You don't want to know.
You're too embarrassed to say.
Because I said that, who do you think I could be talking about?
The Washington football team.
Oh, Lord. See, you see how that's the first team you said? That's why I don't like telling people that's my team. You're so embarrassed.
That's okay. Could be worse.
I think that is worse. No, I'm just playing. So let me, how long you been doing podcasting? I don't know why I just started saying your name.
Just in September, so.
Okay.
What about you?
It's funny because I've been doing it here and there since 2014.
Oh, wow.
But I was never serious until last year.
Okay, what changed?
I honestly don't know. It just the bug just came back, and but this time when it came back, I started meeting people.
Yeah.
And meeting people, you know, their energy rubbed off on me, and next thing you know, I got computers and equipment and microphones and podcast pages and collaborations and all of that.
That's my favorite part of it, is like meeting people and connecting.
And I'm engaging with people every day, and it's a wonderful feeling, especially when people tell me that they like this and they like that. Then that's really what keep me going. I say it all the time on multiple shows. When people tell me that they, when people show interest in what I record and they tell me they like it and they just show me all this overwhelming love, I'm like, well, damn, I got to keep it going because...
Yeah.
I know I like it and I love what I do, but damn, other people like it and love it too. Okay, bet. Let me keep going.
Yeah, that's like a bonus.
But yeah, you know, I do appreciate you coming on this show though. You know, I know it was kind of hard tracking you down because we had to figure this timing out. You can only record
so
this time. That's the tough part about podcasting, y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's all good. But yeah, go ahead and tell the people where to find you and stuff like that. So they can check out all of these fascinating shows that you got.
Yeah. So, like I said, my podcast is called Dating Will Be the Death of Me. You can find it on all of the podcast platforms. I'm on Instagram at Dating Will Be the Death of Me and on Twitter at Dating Death of Me. And yeah.
Yeah. Y'all make sure y'all go check her out. Dating Will Be the Death of Me. And I just want to say again, you are doing an amazing job
on your
podcast. And because on that Good Pods app, and when we look at them charts, man, we on there neck and neck with each other. You know what I'm saying? So
we're going for number one.
We both doing our thing.
Yeah. No, you're killing it.
Man. But yeah, y'all, that's where y'all find her. And y'all already know where to find me. So what's understood ain't gotta be explained. And thank y'all again. I appreciate everybody who took their time out to listen to this show. Catch me again on the next one, and we out of here.